Greetings, one and all. Welcome, welcome to this, the very first edition of the Marketing Podcast, right here on the Contra Radio Network, exclusively on the Contra Radio Network. And my name is Donald Lowry, and some of you may know me as the producer of the Contra Radio Network. I do all the background production work and web hosting work and all of that. And I also have another podcast on CRN, actually a couple of other podcasts. Not sure where we're going to go with those just yet, but I do know that we have decided that we're going to start a marketing podcast and explain all things marketing. Now, this also envelops the internet marketing arena as well, affiliate marketing, and just all-around marketing information, maybe to help you grow your current business, or maybe to help you learn how to get started and how to properly market whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's your brick and mortar business or if it's an online business, whatever it is. My hope is that you'll be able to glean some information from what you hear and learn in this, the Marketing Podcast. So let's get started. First of all, when anybody says the word marketing, red flags go up everywhere. Or even internet marketing. Red flags, red flags, red flags. Well, first of all, the word marketing or the term marketing means to market your product or service so that other people can hear what you have to offer and then make an informed decision as to whether they're interested in purchasing your product or not. Now, you see this done with massive, massive marketing budgets. Huge companies like Walmart, Vizio, Big O Tires, automobile manufacturers, even newspapers, news and media outlets, they all are involved in marketing. You watch your favorite sitcom, and they take breaks, and they go to commercials. That's marketing. Those advertisers are paying that corporation big money in order to put their product or service in front of you, especially during prime time. A huge example of this is during the big NFL Super Bowl game, which people spend huge, massive amounts of advertising dollars in order to put their product or service in front of you. And it's because that game has a massive audience. And so the larger the audience, obviously, the more the advertising money budget should be. Now, these companies also offer discounts. We do right here on the Contra Radio Network. We offer marketing budgets, or we offer marketing on our platform, our sponsors. During the breaks, you hear during the podcasts, we have brought on some sponsors, and you hear their products or services during our podcasts during the break. Those are people who we have decided that we want to partner up with in order to put their product or service in front of our audience, such as, let's use Valley Food Storage. Valley Food Storage actually came to us, and they reached out to John, and were interested in advertising with us. And so we, myself and Mark Boyle, who is my other co-host on my other marketing podcast, or my other podcast here on CRN, and we brought Joe Borowski on the program. And you can see You can see his, listen to his podcast, his interview at the archives on crn.best. And so we talked and we brought them on board, and I'll tell you, they offer a really good product. And so because they offer a great product, we decided that it would behoove us and be in our best interest to bring them on board, because they fit in with a large market that the CRN, the Contra Radio Network, reaches, which is the prepping market. And so we brought them on board, and we send traffic to them. In fact, if you go to Contra Radio Network right now, click on the sponsors tab, there are some coupons you can click on. You can get a 10% off. You can get a try before you buy. And I think there's a flash sale going on as well. And so you can access that stuff by logging on to our website. And when you help our sponsors, you ultimately help us, because it helps, it pays us when you purchase their product or service through our, we have a special, those links that you see on that page are specially set up targeted links that are tied to us. We're going to talk all about that and how you, that's called key code advertising. We're going to talk all about all of that. You're going to learn about all of that. This is a podcast that you want to listen to on a regular basis, because there is a lot for you to learn. I don't care what business or opportunity that you're in, there is a lot of information that that I'm going to be offering at no charge right here on the Marketing Podcast. Now, there are people who pay, who charge you to learn or to become your coach or your mentor, okay? And they teach you all of these things. There's products, there's services, tons and tons of products and services and ebooks and rebrandable ebooks and all this other stuff that people write or put together, and they sell to the masses in order to make income on teaching you how to market effectively. I'm not going to lie. I have done that myself. Okay. You have to determine what it is that your time is worth, because time is money. And so if you're going to learn or teach somebody, if you're going to teach somebody, you darn right, you can charge people. And there are those that charge high print thousands of dollars to teach you what they know. Okay. And that's, I'm not taking away from that. That is awesome. That is, that's marketing. That's how you, generate income. And that's what this is all about, helping you learn how to generate income and how to market your product or service. And so I put a lot of thought into this, and I've actually been thinking about this for quite a while. And, I've decided that I guess now is as good a time as any. There's a lot of people out there that are hurting financially. And they're turning to all kinds of different things to learn how to make money. And like I said, there are those that charge premiums to teach you how to effectively market and how to become successful. And I'm going to tell you right now, it comes by working your tail end off. And that's all there is to it. And anybody that says that you can just basically do nothing and promise you a wealthy income, I got news for you. It don't work that way. Now, there are ways, and I'm going to teach you if you pay attention. I'm going to teach you how you can work to set something up, and then all you have to do is drive targeted traffic to that. We're going to talk about all of that in this podcast. So like I said, it would behoove you to be very, very attentive and tune in to these marketing podcasts, because there's going to be a ton of information that we're going to teach you so that you can hopefully learn how to effectively market. Now, we're gonna talk about all kinds of cool stuff, cool features, things, tools, you know, that you need. There are all kinds of different tools. In order to become an effective marketer at whatever it is that you're doing, you need to have certain tools. I'm going to show you where to get those tools, how to get those tools, how to set them up, and how to use them. There's so much out there. There are people that... Now, I want to talk about internet marketing here real quick because I have been an internet marketer for many years. I have been blessed to meet a lot of good people, a lot of heavy hitters, a lot of big guys, you know, big names in the internet marketing industry. And there's a saying, you are who you associate with. We're going to talk about that. So yes, I have been blessed. I have met quite a few incredible individuals that I have learned from over the years, and I've learned a lot on my own. So we're gonna talk about all of that stuff. But the key here is, I want you to write this down, because this is important that you get this. You are who you associate with. If you associate with druggies, then you're going to become known as a druggie. If you associate yourself with smart, business-minded people, you're going to become known as a smart business person. You see what I'm saying? People will associate you with those who you associate with. Now, I hope that makes sense, and I hope you got that, because it is so much, so truthful. If people see you, if you are hanging around at the park, smoking cigarettes, you know, and the buddy that you're with may be dealing drugs or something, people that see you doing that will associate you as one of them. If you, and I'm not trying to knock anybody or anything here. I'm not doing that, so please don't take it that way. I'm just telling you how it is. If you associate yourself with people who own businesses, with people who are financially sound, financially stable and secure, you will also gain that reputation as being financially sound and financially stable. You see what I'm saying? It goes with the territory. If you're in a car and that car commits a robbery, and that car takes off, and you didn't necessarily even have to do anything just by being in that car, and the police stop you or they catch you because you were in that vehicle, you have been associated with that robbery. So I want you to get that. It's a very important thing. You need to surround, if you want to be known as a stable, I don't want to use the word wealthy here, because, and we're going to talk a little bit about that too, because being rich is a mindset, okay? Being rich doesn't make people happy. It buys you the things you want, but just because you have all that money doesn't mean that you're a happy individual, okay? So I just want you to grasp that. If you want to be happy in life, and you want to be successful in life, then surround yourself with happy, successful people, and that will begin to wear on you. I hope that makes sense, because it's the truth. All right, we're going to take a break. Remember, I want you to go to ContraRadioNetwork.com And I want you to click on the sponsors tab, and I want you to support our sponsors, because by supporting our sponsors, you're supporting this program and you're supporting the network. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You're locked on to the Contra Radio Network.
So, are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner.
Hi, this is Lauren, and I want to tell you about a new team system that CRN is doing. You see, we are going to build a team of like-minded individuals who can learn how to earn an income right from the comfort of home. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then let's do something about it. Maybe you're stuck in a 9-to-5 rut, or maybe you want to make a few extra dollars on the side. You see, it really doesn't matter what the reason is. What matters is the drive and determination. Let us show you how you can join us, build a team, and make a few extra bucks while we're at it. You can even test drive it for free. Log on to www.pls.crnbroadcasting.com. Watch the video, fill out the form, and become an action taker today. Remember, www.pls.crnbroadcasting.com. Do it now.
This is the Contra Radio Network, CRN for all the right reasons.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is the inaugural edition of the Marketing Podcast. And you're listening right here on the Contra Radio Network, www.contraradionetwork.com. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about effective marketing. Now, in the first segment, you heard me talk a little bit about key code advertising. What exactly is key code advertising? Key code advertising is basically a way for individuals who are marketing their product or service to you to know how and or when or where that traffic is coming from. Okay. For instance, you might see an advertisement that says, call now 1-800-XXXXXXX extension 234. That extension number is how that advertiser is targeting a specific audience. So anytime they get a phone call from that number and that extension, they know that that lead came from a specific ad. Let's do it another way. There's all kinds of ways that you can do this. You can use subdomains. What is a subdomain? We're going to get in depth on subdomains in another show. But a real quick high-level overview of a subdomain would be any domain name. For instance, www.yourcompany.com. That is the domain name. A subdomain name would be, for instance, 123.yourcompany.com or yourcompany.com/123. Those are what you call subdomains. And a subdomain is linked to a domain name, and you can do a number of different things with a domain name or a subdomain. So let's do this. Let's say that this company wants to put an advertisement on a radio station, and that radio station's call signs are KFYY. I don't know. Just made that up. So they would create a subdomain, www.yourcompany.com/KFYIYY, or whatever the radio station name was that I just said. So they know that traffic coming to that webpage came from that radio station advertisement. So they know that their marketing dollars are working and they're getting traffic from that radio station. Okay? It's called targeting your market and knowing where your market is coming from. Guys, if you're not doing this, you are wasting so much money in advertising. You have to know if you're spending any kind of money at all in advertising. You have to know where that traffic is coming from. Now, granted, if you're only advertising on one radio station, then okay, you know automatically. But if you're advertising, let's say you want to do, we're going to talk about split testing. Split testing is another important thing that you do. Now, that's why I'm saying this podcast is something you want to tune into and you want to listen to on a regular basis, because there are so many nuggets that are going to be tied in here. But let's get back to the key code advertising. Let's say, all right, let's say I have two radio stations that I want to advertise on. I'm going to create two identical web pages. They're going to be identical in every aspect. Okay? One of them is going to be www.mysite.com/123. That's the first radio station. Okay? The other one is going to be www.mysite.com/456. That's the second radio station. Okay? Then I'm going to sit back and I'm going to watch. I'm going to, because you need to be tracking. You need to be able to see where your traffic is coming from, and all that, all those tools are available so that you know. And you watch and you see. And let's say that mysite.com/123, let's say you spend, to keep it real simple, let's say you spend $100 for 100 clicks. That's $1 a click on both sites, okay, both the stations. And you sit back and you watch the traffic coming in, and you see that 123 is getting more clicks. In fact, you might even get a buy, or you know, a lead or an opt-in or a perch. Somebody may buy or something. But you're not getting anything from mysite.com/345. What's that tell you? That tells you you don't want to advertise on that second station anymore. You want to throw all of your advertising money onto the first station. Okay, maybe not all of your advertising money, but what I'm saying is, instead of splitting your budget between two stations, put both budgets together on one station. On the station you know that's pulling and bringing in, and it's working. It's bringing in leads. It's bringing in sales. It's bringing in clicks. You know that. It's bringing traffic, because you have now done a split market test. And you now know what station is pulling for your advertising money. So that's where you want to throw your advertising money. Okay? And guys, you have to do this constantly. It's called testing the waters. There are also split market tests where you can create two separate web pages. Okay? Now let's say, all right, let's say that station number one is the station I want. I decide that I want to spend my advertising money. So now I'm going to create, let's say, a mydomain.com/station name. Okay. Mydomain.com/123. And then I'm going to create mydomain.com/1234. Okay. That's the same station, but it's going to be a different web page. You're going to create that first web page that you have. You're going to drive traffic to that web page. You're going to create a second different web page, and you're going to send an equal amount of money to that page. And then you're going to sit back and you're going to watch and see which one pulls the best. Then you're going to know which website people are responding to more than the other, if that makes sense. It's called split testing. Okay. So you now, what you've learned here is you've learned how to find out where your advertising dollars are working best. And then you're going to find out what sales page works the best. And once you have that figured out, then you're going to spend a big spend on advertising. Because now you know where your advertising is working and you know what web page is going to pull sales in better than the other. And that's where you're going to go, and that's what you're going to use. Now, I hope you caught on to that, because that is a valuable piece of nugget for you. A very valuable piece of information, because I've just now taught you, if you're paying attention to what I'm telling you, I've just now taught you how you can figure out where your marketing dollars are best spent and what sales page is going to reap the highest return on investment. Okay? Guys, if you're not doing this stuff, you need to be doing this, because this is so important. If you're spending money advertising, you want to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck. And you don't want to just be throwing money out there and not getting anything, okay? I just did a team, and we're going to talk about rotators and all that kind of stuff as well. But what I did was I did a team co-op. You're going to learn about that. I just did a team co-op, and there were five of us that pooled our money together, and we did an advertising spend. I found out what page has the best opt-in in my marketing budget, and I put the team together, and I said, this is the page we're going to use, so everybody's using the same page, okay? The same opt-in form, the same sales page, the same marketing funnel, everything is the same, but there were five different ones of us. We put our money together, we got a rotator, which rotates those links through that page. Going to show you how to do all that. We purchased 250 clicks. We got a little bit over. We ended up with like 257. But the key ingredient is we ended up with 77 opt-ins. Okay? Split between us. So I would say that was a successful marketing spend, because now my marketing funnel, my contact management system is working on those leads that opted into my webpage, as well as the others as part of the team, working on to get those people to upgrade and make sales. Guys, we're going to show you how to do all of this in this program. If you don't know how, maybe you know how, but we're going to show you how you can perfect it. We're going to teach you all of that right here on the Marketing Podcast, right here on Contra Radio Network. Make sure you tune in. You subscribe to this program. Make sure you tune in for this podcast, because there's all kinds of nuggets. We're out of time for today. We'll be back with another segment, another program of the Marketing Podcast right here on the Contra Radio Network. Until then, my name is Donald Lowry. I invite you to log on to my website at www.donaldlowry.com. There's a little video there. Watch that video, fill out the form, and learn how you too can use the same marketing system that I'm using to generate an income from home. Okay, I'm out of time. We'll catch you next time. Until then, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
You're locked on to the Contra Radio Network.